I want to say good morning. Definitely good morning and welcome
Henderson's
to
Cadillac, edition. Located at 940 yes. East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance, collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac. 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
All right, this is Ken McCoy. Good morning to Ken McCoy Radio as we bring you the latest breaking news on the 8.9 earthquake in Japan that killed hundreds. There's still fire going on, of course, in Japan. The nuclear power plant in Japan is under siege and fire. Officials are trying to get the area rectified immediately, but the bottom line is Japan is devastated right now. Earthquake, and as of this point, right now, Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m., there are coastal tsunami warnings officially stated by FEMA. There's discrepancy whether there was a tsunami warning or not for the central, for the California West Coast, Pacific Coast area. It is, in fact, issued 9:55 a.m. clarity by FEMA. There are alerts. Hawaii has already been hit by minor tsunamis, but in preparation, California was on alert, and some of the beaches in Southern California, specifically Orange County, have been shut down. So we're bringing you this news, and I want to just ask everyone to say a prayer for the people in Japan for the devastation of an 8.9 magnitude earthquake and tsunami. There's been hundreds of aftershocks, hundreds, that, of course, when the first major massive earthquake hits, there's rumblings and tidal shifts after that. So just pray for the area, pray for safety, and pray for a smooth and quick recovery. This is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio. We're just bringing you the latest. As part of carrying the airwaves, we have an obligation to bring you updated news. Now, the tsunami warnings for California and the Pacific Coast area, all the way Oregon border, is for 12 hours from 8 a.m. this morning to 10 o'clock tonight, Pacific Standard Time. Those alerts are in effect. So it's a 12-hour, maximum 12-hour window for any tsunami warning here in the California area, coastal area. So, again, from 8 a.m. this morning to 10 o'clock tonight, that's how long that tsunami warning official is in effect. There's been news reports that there was no tsunami warning for California. In fact, it has been issued. I had just 9:59 this morning. I received the official notification from the California coastlines were also in effect. So there it is. This is Ken McCoy Radio. Of course, we are obligated to bring you news that occurs, that breaks. Not only do you have news, but we definitely have breaking news. And the devastation, 8.9 magnitude earthquake in Japan, followed by a devastating up to 35-foot swell tsunami that crashed into Japan, highly, highly populated area. And, of course, it is the home for digital camera sensors such as Nikon, Canon, and Panasonic. Lives were lost, and all I can say from this perspective, of course, is pray for those in Japan and pray for families that are affected around the world, because those will be affected. Families will be affected. There's a loss of life, and we ask you to send prayers to Japan. As we shift anything breaking that comes through in the time of this broadcast, we will be bringing that to you. In the meantime, we have historic audio of Martin Luther King III. We caught up with him in an exclusive interview, and we want to play that interview for you now. It is again, it's an exclusive, and we want to bring it to you uncut. So this is Ken McCoy Radio, and again, our prayers go out to those in Japan.
Okay, Mark chapter 7:7. So that's the mark for this tape, 7:7 digital, and we are rolling. We're waiting for the appearance of Martin Luther King III. He's actually in the VIP room and headed to us. So where is... Okay.
Let's talk. And I just want to say it's an honor to have you back in Fresno. It's an honor to have my pastor have prayed for you today. As a man of inspiration, what can you say to the African-American people and people in general to further the level of hope that your father inspired us to have? Right now, our people obviously are suffering. We need a leader. We need someone of hope and inspiration. What words can you say to us to inspire us to keep our heads up so that we can tell our young people that same message?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, I would suggest that we not necessarily look for a leader, but identify the leadership in each one of us.
Right.
Because God has endowed each of us with various gifts. And when we find out what our calling is ourselves, we find out that each of us, in fact, can make a contribution to make our community, our cities, our states, our nation, and our world a better place for all of God's children. It only takes a few good women and men to bring about change. And I think that we're going through a lot of transition now as it relates to certainly economic issues.
Yes.
With the cost of fuel and other things, commodities on the rise. Unfortunately, it may be more difficult before it gets easier. And so I think we have to start from a place of what my mom and dad taught me, was to love ourselves, to love our families, to love our communities, and most importantly, to have a love of God.
Amen.
And I think that if we can embrace that foundation, that provides the hope that we need during this difficult time. Because, you know, I was listening to at the church that I worship at sometimes in Atlanta, James Fortune, the song, I believe I trust God. Anyway,
okay.
This was just this past Sunday, and he was sharing how he wrote that song when he was homeless. And his point is, if God could deliver me, then God can deliver you. But we have to have hope and hope, because out of difficulty, this song became one of the number one songs in the country, and it's one of the most inspirational even today, although I think it was done a couple of years ago, maybe a year or so ago.
But out of difficulty.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you for your time. God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. That's Ken McCoy here, Martin Luther King III here. Let's Talk Making It Happen. Here it's
at the VIP room. This is Dr. King, Mr. King himself, inside the VIP room, making it happen. Can you tell me one of the greatest stories that you have with your dad and what it means to you now?
Let me see. When I think about the stories, I had a variety of experiences with my father. Even though I was 10 years old at the time of his death, my brother and I had the wonderful opportunity to travel with him on, I guess, 8 or 9 or 10 occasions, and I think. But the experiences that I remember most were the times that we were able to get personal time with him. He didn't have a large quantity of time, but it was the quality that was remarkable. So, for example, we used to go to the YMCA where he would get exercise, and he taught us how to swim. And it was those lessons like that, that have great meaning to me today. There were times when one of the last trips I went on was probably November of 2007. Of course, he was killed in April of 2007. He was killed, and this was 1967.
Right.
November of 67, and he was killed in April of 68. One less than a year later, about 5 months, 6 months later. But we traveled. He was mobilizing something called the Poor People's Campaign.
Okay.
Where his intent was to bring together. Let me sit up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Poor blacks, poor whites, poor Native Americans, poor Americans, really from all walks of life, to say to our nation's policymakers that we deserve the right to decent jobs with decent pay. Now, interestingly enough, today we talk about a living wage, and
yes.
We still have not moved the minimum wage to where it needs to be. It's moved up to some degree, but he was talking about a living wage back in 1968, and that may have been one of the things, when you talk about economics,
yes,
that caused people to believe that he needed to be killed, quite frankly, because he was talking about redistributing wealth. And people don't understand that concept necessarily. And if someone thinks you're taking something of theirs, then they become very disenchanted and disturbed. But I believe that is really, when he started talking about economics and redistribution of wealth, he was a major threat. As long as you're talking about civil rights, giving someone the right
yes.
to vote, it didn't cost the nation one dime for people to vote. It didn't cost the nation one nickel for people to have public accommodation. But when you talk about, utilizing wealth in a different way, it was a costly, back then it would have been a costly proposition. We'd have been a much better nation had we embraced what he was talking about back then. We'd be further along than where we are today. But, those are things that, that's how you know he was prophetic.
Let me ask you a question. Pros and cons, what would you think your dad would say about President Obama in terms of running the administration?
Gosh, I don't think anybody can say. I certainly can't say what he would say. I can only project what I think.
Okay.
That he would say. And number one, any president has a tremendously tough task in terms of leading the nation, and especially when you have divisions.
Yes, indeed.
And there are a lot of divisions in our nation right now. And also added to that are economic challenges. If we were in a different economic climate, it's much easier to govern when you don't have to, you're not concerned about where resources are going to come from.
I understand.
Or my mom talked about a full employment economy and nation. We never achieved that. But, at one time, unemployment hovered around 4% for the nation, 4 or 5%, but yet it always was higher in the communities of color, much higher
than
that.
Yes, indeed.
But it was a totally different economic picture. So I think, first of all, my dad would say that in very difficult circumstances, I think the president is doing an admirable job. He would certainly have disagreed with him vehemently, not in a negative way, but vehemently, about Afghanistan, because we moved troops from Iraq and sent them to Afghanistan. And quite frankly, you know, we'll never win that war.
I understand.
So he would be very disappointed, or at least he challenged. He never got emotional. He never personalized it. Even when he talked about the Vietnam War, he wasn't attacking the president. President Johnson took it personally that he was attacking him, but he was really criticizing the fact that we were spending billions of dollars on death and defense, and yet we were not spending money on life and preservation of life, and that violence ultimately gets violence. So you cannot. And I think he'd say the same thing to President Obama. And I think the president respects that, but he also, had no one giving him cover. I mean, you had generals telling him, you got to do this, Mr. President. And there was no one else saying, the American public did not say, no, we cannot continue this vicious cycle of war. In fact, I would venture to say that part of our economic crisis that exists today is predicated on the fact that we spent so much on defense and not enough on human life. So I think my dad would challenge the nation around those issues. I think the final thing he would, this wouldn't be for the president necessarily,
yes,
but it would be for every governing official. And that is that he would say to the president and everyone else, we've got to lay down partisanness and partisan politics and find a way to govern what is in the best interest of all American people,
right,
and stop getting into partisan bickering. And that we're stalled in some partisan bickering to some degree, because I think the president's challenge is, number one, I agree with the Tea Party and everybody else about fiscal responsibility.
Yes.
I don't know how we're going to pay off this debt. Nobody has a clue. It's awful, the situation that we're in. But if you do not keep things going, the situation becomes even more catastrophic.
Yes, indeed.
So you got a catch 22. The president has a tough task, and how we find a way to cut, budget. We need to cut. We have. I will say this much: if there's something we could have done differently, we as a nation have been very wasteful. America has wasted so much. We've squandered so much on trivialness and all kinds of things, and we could have been more. Had we been, there are some areas of California that have been very progressive about saving the water and air and pollution and
EPA
solar
standards, yes.
And had the whole nation been engaged in that, we would probably have saved some things.
Okay.
There are other areas of California that are like everywhere else. So, the bottom line is there's good and bad to everything.
Well, you were an inspiration. Now, let me ask you, when you sit down and relax, what do you read other than the Bible?
Well, it varies. And more than anything else, I spend more time reading internet, doing research from an informational standpoint. I don't read as many novels or books as I should, because I'm trying to find information about what currently is going on in the world.
I like that.
I spend a lot of time. I need to spend more time reading pleasurable things, but I'm really trying to find out what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Russia, what's going on the African continent.
Because it's going to come back and affect us.
So I spend a lot of time doing a lot of surfing and more doing that kind of reading than I do pleasurable reading.
And I think most of us do the same thing.
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I really, quite frankly, honestly, I think we as Americans are not as informed as we should be. We think that we are. I mean, we live in a nation where we've been so fortunate, so blessed to have so much revolve around us.
Yeah.
And we think we have the best of many things, but, you know, we have an education system, I should say public, primary and secondary system, that needs some serious reform. And we've used the same system for 40, 50 years, and you can't get a different result if you use the same system.
That's
so
right.
As a result,
insanity.
Over the years, we've had kids dropping out of schools. For the last 30 years, we have in communities of color, in poor white communities, you know, the Latino and Hispanic communities, along with African American. And as a result, that's abysmal. We cannot go back and train those folks that are out
that's
there
right.
between, let's say, 18 and 45, because that is where we lost a whole lot. For 30 plus years, we basically said, okay, we're all right, but in urban America, we don't, and in poor communities, we don't care about them. So as a result, now in other markets around the world, India and parts of Asia, other parts of Asia, manufacturing operations, number one, they're cheaper, but the fact is that they have a skill set that the corporations in America say, well, you know, unfortunately, our young people aren't coming out with proper skills, because instead of keeping them in school, we just decided we don't care about that segment of the population.
And so we
have some challenges to figure out for the next 25 years. We have to almost catch up to
That's
some
right.
of the areas of the world that have taken education serious, whereas we have not taken it serious enough for everybody. We took it serious for those individuals
right.
that we
you.
Care about,
yes.
but we didn't take it serious enough for everybody.
People that need it.
Right.
Mr. King, thank you for your time. Thank you for your input and your intelligence.
All right. Thank you.
Keep serving.
Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I've had to use print choices in that realm, and of course I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as faith and frustration, making it happen, media 101 today, even the inspirational need inspiration, and preparation reduces perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy.
And we want to say welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio. And, of course, we hope you enjoyed that exclusive interview with Martin Luther King III as he visited Buchanan High School in an exclusive interview. And we're excited also. And, of course, for more on that and for photos, look forward to the next edition of the California Advocate newspaper. You'll see some exclusive photos as well appearing in the California Advocate newspaper, one of our other digital online supportive affiliate partners. And we're just excited to be bringing you top content, folks. It's all about content. And let's just make sure that we remember to send out prayers to the folks in Japan. And keep praying for the coastal areas in California as well, because there's been tons of aftershocks from the 8.9 magnitude earthquake. So we want to just keep praying basically for those there and here, and just for your own self-worth, folks. That we just want to keep it out there. And I got a buddy, Bob Hall, on his way in from Haiti. I think he's still there. He sent me pictures all week of videos of some of the kids at an orphanage and directly on the ground in Haiti. And I want to ask you to pray for his flight back, his trip back, complete mission, of course, and look forward to seeing him back on California soil. And we're just excited to be able to bring you every week some content, something that you can be educated by, and, of course, just a little twist of history, if you will, keeping you sharp on all points. And those of you on Facebook, I want you to know social media was a key force in saving lives in Hawaii. After the alerts were issued, the social media campaigns were kicked off in Hawaii, and Hawaii was prepared for any of the minor tsunamis that hit over there because the word was out. So we are obligated, those of us that have a media capacity at all, and social media is a media. When you could send a tweet or a Facebook post or a combination therein, and it'll go global, you do have an obligation to, if there's an Amber Alert to save a child, you have an obligation to get that out. If the early alert system in Hawaii, you have an obligation to get that out. And, of course, the reports came in that on the beach of Waikiki, they said when that alert went off, you can hear a pin drop all over the island because people were waiting for instructions and they were alert and ready to move and be mobilized. And that saves lives. So we just want to encourage you to be alert, be on standby. You never know when something happens, and at least you can help save lives. And we just want to thank everybody for tuning in to this special edition of Ken McCoy Radio. And again, the top story right now is the devastation in Japan, 8.9 magnitude earthquake, tsunami following that, a magnitude of different aftershocks that occurred, and they're still occurring. There must have been about three or four during this 30-minute broadcast that, of course, it didn't hit the news, but they're happening. So at any time, there could be another aftershock. So we just want everyone to send prayers in a time of devastation, in a time of need. Especially the other side of it is that the nuclear power plant in Japan was threatened, and it's still threatened right now. Yes, the financial markets will take a beating on that. It's not that's not the point. The point is let's try to save lives. Let's try to send hope to Japan. And it could be anywhere, folks. It could have happened anywhere. And let's just send prayers to Japan. Let's do whatever we could do with the Red Cross. Jump on board. Let's get involved. You know, let's get involved. And I want to, like I said before, thank everybody for staying tuned, listening. I want to thank all my supporters, advertisers, and affiliates for helping us do what we do every week when we bring you Ken McCoy Radio. Next week, we have some new guests we're bringing on. We have some exciting things happening. But again, right now, the mood is let's do what we can for Japan, as well as California is on alert from 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, California time, Friday morning, to 10 at night on alert for tsunami itself, for any of the coastal Oregon coast all the way down. Southern California, the OC, Orange County beaches are closed. Some people are just definitely getting out of the coastal areas for a while till things calm down. And we just want to make sure, just keep the alerts open. You know, charge your batteries, stay alert, stay abreast of what's going on. Don't be so oblivious to the alerts that's going on. Everybody's on alert one way or the other. I just want to say thank everybody for listening. Thank you for listening. Ken McCoy Radio, we are trying to do the best we can in keeping you up to date with news that concerns you. So we want to say thank you again. And we definitely want to say to everyone that came out to our red carpet event last week for students, we topped the market again. We had over 85 students out there glamorized. You can see the videos and footage up on Facebook. But again, thank you, everybody. And of course, the young people had a great time. So Saturday, we will be at Youth Ops delivering photos and just sharing some good times with some positive young people. They need that support, folks, and we have that obligation to do. I want to thank everybody for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. We'll talk to you Sunday on our other affiliate station, KFAM. So blogtalkradio.com/KFAM as we move on. God bless and be careful this weekend.